Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if you just joined us, JPMorgan Chase says they don't need your business. They've got the Federal Reserve. They've got tens of trillions of banker bailout money. They're going to basically charge you to deposit cash with them. Won't let you make any foreign transfers of money, but money can come in. Sounds like capital controls to me. The story's top story on DrudgeReport.com. Dr. Ed Groups with us. Another 30 minutes. Then Lyndon LaRouche is going to pop in to give us his geopolitical angle on what's happening and more here on this Thursday edition of the Worldwide Transmission. Doc, you were getting cut off by the break there, going to break. We're going to talk about bisphenol A coming up in the next segment, ways to detox the body of that and more. But you've got the floor. I mean, what else is important for people to know?
Well, what we found was that your intestines and your intestinal tract really is the main focus point. So if you keep that clean on a regular basis using like a really good oxygen-based cleanser, you can prevent. It's all about preventing the and addressing the root cause of disease instead of addressing the symptoms of disease. We know all the chemicals are going to come in. They're going to get leaked through. They're going to cause damage to all the organs. They're going to dumb you down. But what can people do about that? I mean, that's the main thing. People want solutions. The best thing you can do is reopen your elimination routes, which means exercising, breathing better, sweating more, and then eliminating the toxins that could be coming into your system and cleansing. Like, just imagine if you were to take something every single meal that someone would eat and put it in a big trash can. I mean, they're going to have a breakfast meal with a big 42-ounce Coke. They're going to have a lunch meal, which is probably going to be a big meat, potatoes, all kinds of stuff, GMO, dinner, wine, dessert. Mix all that up in a big trash can and pour it over the top of your system and then never take a shower for 2 or 3 days. Well, I tell you, most people are constipated. They're not going to the bathroom 2 or 3 times a day. So all that stuff is going and sitting.
It's a miracle we're even. I mean, no wonder we have the highest cancer rate in the world. No wonder our IQ is dropping. You know, the studies, guys, pull that up. U.S. IQ, lowest in the world. England trails us. It's not just that we're dumbed down in the school. We are physically brain damaged.
Right, because when you put all that stuff inside the system, if you take the intestines out and cut them open, it's going to be about 35 square feet, or the size of a tennis court, is the surface area. So if you have all that and you're not cleaning it out on a regular basis, like 2 or 3 times a week, then all that's going to just keep building up and building up.
That's why bowel diseases are off the charts. And I'm going to have you back in soon to do a whole hour just on gut support. It's amazing. Why is nascent iodine so key?
Nascent iodine is so key because how many people do you know are losing their hair now? How many people do you know that have cold hands and cold feet, especially women? If you have that extra weight around your waist area, all of that has to do with thyroid, and all that can be linked to iodine deficiency. How many people do you know that don't sweat? A lot of times when people don't sweat, it's an iodine deficiency. I would say that if you were to look at every single thing, and I've researched every mineral, vitamin for over 20 years, I would say oxygen is one of the most important things you can put in the body. It's the ultimate detoxifier. The second thing is iodine. Iodine is regulated and needed by every single cell inside your system. If you can trace every disease pretty much has something to do with iodine, whether it's too much fluoride coming in, whether it's too much bromide coming into the body.
Which they try to pile on us. And then we have the documents where they admit they're doing it on purpose. It's not like 2 plus 2. It looks like they're doing it on purpose. They admit they're doing it.
No, it's all a fact. I mean, it's all a fact. And when they know, that's why they took iodine out of the bread. That's why they took iodine out of the salt, because they know that anyone who's deficient in iodine, and you talk about mental retardation and problems with brain function, women, pregnant women, need twice as much iodine during pregnancy. And the RDA is 150 micrograms a day. I mean, that's just enough to prevent a goiter in studies that were done on rats.
And so they do it so you don't get the goiter and know. They do it right at the level, just absolute scientific targeting with hatred. Oh, but they would inject people with syphilis. They love us. Maybe I'm nuts, because I would have warned somebody, black or white, don't go in that clinic and get injected with syphilis. That means I'm a bad person.
Right. I mean, we're all bad for warning people because we're going against the system. I mean, the system.
Yeah, so everybody go have the government inject you with cancer viruses and syphilis. They love you. Okay? There's too many of us. Ted Turner's right. my friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and I'm here with Rosanna, a finance and marketing professional, so she can tell you what a white smile means in business.
When you see a person in business smile, you can actually see their confidence shine through. A whiter smile means success. It means people look at you and say, you care about yourself, and more importantly, care about your work.
The good news is the Power Swabs teeth whitening system is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. In fact, Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and that's it. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298. I guarantee your friends and co-workers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Ed Group and Anthony Gucciardi are both here in studio with us with some big breaking news that came out yesterday on Fox News, a new Lancet study. There's also another big study that's come out that we're going to be breaking down, dealing with BPA levels and attacking the chromosomes of the body. Now, we already knew this. Our guest doctors and experts said this 15 years ago. They know, and they do this on purpose. It's actually more expensive for them to add the BPA. I've talked to top engineers, chemical engineers, retired engineers. They don't know why they're ordered to do it. Well, I know why. It reduces fertility massively. And, of course, it retards development. That's all part of the fun. So we're going to be talking about that. The big story up at InfoWars.com. Updated Chase Bank limits cash withdrawals, bans international wire transfers. Capital controls imposed on small business owners. And this really points towards hyperinflation, which was what QE Unlimited will do. We'll talk about it with Lyndon LaRouche coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then we've got a bunch of pro-Second Amendment activists popping in the next hour ahead of an armed march to demonstrate the Second Amendment in San Antonio that I will be attending. And I will be carrying a 308 Reaper rifle as well, totally legal and lawful. And the police chief said he will now honor the Second Amendment and will not be arresting people. So hope to see all the listeners down at that. That is coming up 10 a.m. in front of the Alamo San Antonio, Texas. Now here's the AP article, BPA miscarriage link, study finds chemical may raise risk. And they've got a bunch of different big studies that are now coming out on this front. In fact, the article I had yesterday actually showed the two different studies. But Anthony Gucciardi is here with Dr. Ed Grubb. And Anthony, you first talk about BPA, then we'll get Dr. Grubb's take on this.
Sure. So we know for years now that BPA is linked to breast cancer, for 130 studies besides Susan G. Komen denying it. And we know for a fact it's causing infertility. But here's the most interesting thing about this study. Not only does it, of course, increase your risk of miscarriage and things like that by about 10 times or massive percentages. But here's something that most people are missing. This is only in the AP. Most miscarriages are due to egg or chromosome problems, and a study in mice suggested BPA might influence that risk. So what this is, there's an implication here that not only is the BPA, of course, causing miscarriages, but it's actually augmenting and mutating the eggs or the chromosomes in your body. And that has way more implications than just miscarriages.
Well, that's a statement by the American Society of Reproductive Medicine.
Yeah, a Stanford University endocrinologist was saying that. And this is in the Associated Press mainstream media. So they're saying now it looks like BPA is going in, infiltrating the chromosomes and warping them and affecting the
just eggs. Like last year's study showed GMO is.
Yeah, exactly. So we're being infiltrated. Notice also at the end it says it is impossible to avoid it completely, speaking on BPA. But here's the thing. A woman is born with a preset amount of eggs. In the event that BPA is so just invasive in our food supply and our overall environmental health, what's happening is all eggs are being targeted and destroyed.
This is children of men scenario.
Yeah, exactly. So we could have widespread infertility. It's not like someone's going to be born unless they're in like a third world nation with lower BPA. It seems like the United States is being hit so heavily that all women now are being affected. All babies are.
And by the way, it's on almost all the printer ink, the receipts. And again, I've talked to the chemical engineers, the people that run these plants, they go, there's no reason. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different combinations where this isn't needed. This is done on purpose.
So you mentioned earlier it costs more to make stuff with BPA. It's also in dollar bills. 90% of currencies contain BPA.
Chemical weapon.
Yeah.
Dr. Grubb.
Decimation.
Well, you know, one of the things we've been focusing on is BPA is detoxification of BPA because it's an endocrine disruptor, and it disrupts the thyroid, it disrupts the metabolism, it alters estrogen levels in the body. We already have high estrogen levels, men and female, because of all the soy that's out there.
But John P. Holdren said in EcoScience in 74 that there's too many of us. Well, the point is, you know, people say, well, there are too many of us, and they go along with that argument, but we're all being hit. Don't you get it? These yuppies are going and trying to have kids while they say there's too many people and there's a chemical weapon program. This is big news.
If you go in any supermarket and you pick up any container, you know, the milk jugs, the plastic water bottles, it's going to contain
the paper liners, the paper plates.
Paper, you know, just the jugs. I mean, and even the organic. I mean, you can like the organic coconut that's in the little flimsy containers. What they have is aluminum lining, and then they have BPA over that. And I was just at the Supply Side Expo in Las Vegas, and I was looking at packaging out there. It's the biggest manufacturing packaging expo there is. Every single supplier of packaging material out there has aluminum-lined containers with a coat of BPA on them. And not only that, what most people don't know, and this is what I found out for the first time.
It's the juice box liners for the kids.
Juice box liners, everything, is that now they're setting up, and this is kind of a secret thing, they're setting up mandatory programs to where every single production, food, dietary supplement, everything goes, when it's done, it goes through an x-ray machine and gets irradiated and x-rayed.
That's right. They've always been lobbying to get it legalized just 10 years ago. They also spray live viruses on meat that eat the bacteria that are grown in giant vaccine vats. That's, guys, you can type in viral spray sprayed on meat, ABC News 6 years ago. And now, exactly, you saying you were there, they're moving to make everyone with the FDA, make everyone irradiate you.
That's right. I mean, nobody knows that all their organic food and all their dietary supplements are going through x-ray machines before they go into the packaging system. And, you know, I tried to get some information on it. Is it absolutely a regulatory thing right now? And it's not, but all the companies are doing it. And they're saying we're doing it because we want to make sure there's no metal or any shavings of anything.
It's always for our safety.
Yeah, it's for our safety.
And the pharmaceutical drugs are also using BPA, but so are the nutraceutical industry. They're putting BPA because, for who knows why, it's more expensive. They're putting BPA into nutraceuticals now, like, you know, natural supplements. So it's just so pervasive. That's why you have to go with a brand that does not have it. You know,
well, it's like vitamins are having aspartame added when it's not even a vitamin that you dissolve in your mouth. It's just, oh, well, this is the new vitamin, the wood alcohol, you need it.
They're loading it up.
By the way, Survival Shield that's back-ordered that you developed, I'm telling you, this is special Mason iodine. You were telling me off-air, it's called Survival Shield because this type of nascent atomic iodine is a shield for so much of this. And then tell me, because let's talk about the leading competitor. We pulled the label off because I feel sorry for him. We tried, to be honest, Dr. Group, as you know. You said, fine, go ahead and do that, to find other people to make nascent iodine, and we got it. We can't sell it because we cannot sell this to our customers. You are the only guy in the country. You even have your own factory as well. Why is yours different than the leading competitor, and what does it do?
Well, first of all, there's a major shortage right now because everybody in Japan, China, and all over the world wants iodine, and they want the best form available. So, I mean, that's a lot of the reason why you're on back order, and that's why I suggest everybody just try to stock up as much as possible because it's only going to get worse. We're getting calls from Japan, China, and everything else where they want to buy the raw iodine. They want to buy the nascent iodine because they know how fast it works. I mean, the nascent iodine is an electrically charged, I mean, it goes through a special processing, our processing system, which makes it different than any of the other forms of iodine out there. I mean, this is would be a standard form of nascent iodine, which is in an alcohol base.
Here, let's show folks the leading competitor right here. That's what it does to the top in a year. Rob Dew actually bought this a year ago, and this is what it is in his office on the shelf, did that. This is ours versus that, and you have a bottle you did 20-something years ago, still tastes just like that in the glycerin. That actually tastes good to me. It tastes sweet compared to that. Tastes like the most nasty thing. I mean, I can drink like 10 shots of Jack Daniel's straight. Tastes like mama's milk to me. I mean, I can handle anything, and I can't do that.
No, actually.
What's the difference?
Yeah, so Rob actually got this bottle here, and for the radio listeners, basically what happened was there's a glass dropper, and it was the off-gassing of the iodine or the grain alcohol something ate away the plastic holding, tethering the glass dropper, and that fell in, so we had to take that out. But then the rubber, it might not actually be rubber, but the top here, we don't use rubber, but it was so degraded that it also fell off, and the remaining is this plastic goo at the top.
By the way, let's be clear. We went all over trying.
No, we actually wanted this to be good.
In fact, the crazy thing is we were actually looking to have this made by these people and getting tests. And they basically are nice folks and admit, well,
And then Alex wanted to try it. So we were like, well, let's try it, you know, see what it tastes like. And he literally stepped backwards a few steps after he took it. And I thought he was joking around. He at first he probably was joking, but then he realized, wow, this is horrible. And I said, it can't be that bad. Give me some. I put it on my tongue. It started burning my tongue. And then it went numb to the point where when I was eating something, I couldn't even taste it. It was just the worst.
Now, Dr. Group, explain why. Why, when it's, because you kept saying glycerin, or it breaks down, this is obviously broken down into something. What's happening?
Well, first of all, the standard old school method of doing nascent iodine is in an alcohol base, and that's 100% alcohol. That's like Everclear. You could run your car on that stuff. It's I would never give that to a baby. I would never give it to my kid. I mean, it's going to burn their mouth. They're not going to want it. What we did is we took 10 years to develop a new technology, which is basically a thermodynamic, pressure sensitive, high energy sound pulse technology, which creates a nano emulsion of the iodine into the glycerin matrix. And so it's I think it's even better than the standard of a nascent iodine because it's a stable compound.
I was talking, you guys have this proprietary. My dad looked this up because I've done years of research. He said, no, they're like the only specially certified, like, I guess it's all secret or whatever, but the government had to certify it, where I guess it's a gas and it's injected in or something. And all this other, I don't know how you guys do that.
Well, put it this way, I love doing stuff like that. I'm a big fan of Nikola Tesla and quantum physics, and that's kind of my hobby. So what we did was I actually worked with two Russian physicists, some of the top Russian physicists.
Oh, you never bragged about this. I went and looked it up. It's like in the National Institutes of Health and stuff. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so anyway, it took over a period of time. I mean, that's why people will say, well, you can't get that many micrograms of iodine in vegetable glycerin. Well, vegetable glycerin, first of all, is a lot heavier than alcohol, so you have to do the calculations different. But this way, you have an active form of nascent iodine, which is going to penetrate and be used by all the pumps.
It's safe to say you're the only person to develop it, and it's only available through InfoWars Life, the Survival Shield, folks. This is a big deal. You can pre-order it right now at InfoWarsLife.com. It's sold out. They're making more right now. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Segment with you guys. I know you're going to go tape something for the nightly news next week, but I want to get it up quickly because we have a lot of frequently asked questions about nascent iodine, the real nascent iodine that you've produced for us and developed for InfoWarsLife.com. But, I mean, it really is survival shield from all the research I've done, all the experts I talked to. Because if you don't have this, all the bad stuff goes in the thyroid. And then how does that tie into things like bisphenol A and what we're being bombarded with, Dr. Group?
Well, bisphenol A is a thyroid disruptor. It's an endocrine disruptor. And, I mean, when you look at all, first of all the cells in the body require iodine. But the endocrine, the thyroid, to produce the T3, to produce T4, which is just tyrosine plus iodine molecules, hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, all due to or can be linked back at least 99.9% of the cases to an iodine deficiency. And what's happening out there is iodine is a major detoxifier. I mean, we're talking about all these chemicals. Iodine detoxifies fluoride. It detoxifies chlorine, bromine. It detoxifies mercury. It detoxifies lead from the body. So if someone is taking a nascent iodine and they start developing symptoms like maybe skin rash or upset stomach or something, that's a telltale sign that it's working so good it's probably pulling that bromine out and is detoxifying your body. It's all about detoxification. That's why not only will all of your organs start functioning better, but and your skin, your dry skin will go away, and you, if you have problems with your salivary glands in your mouth, if your tongue feels too big for your mouth, that's another indication that you're low on iodine. The list goes on and on and on, Alex. I mean, the fact is there were studies done with over 5,000 patients, and 95 to 96% of those people that were tested were deficient in iodine. It's something that you're not going to get from the food, and it's something that...
But, I mean, you didn't... I mean, you bragged and said yours was unique, but this is really special. Because I guess the stuff that tastes horrible that they call nascent iodine is actually good for you.
It's not bad for you. It's just the fact that, number one, it's an alcohol base. And number two, you know, you want to use iodine during pregnancy. You want to use iodine for children. And you don't want to use that with alcohol. I mean, alcohol is an addictive substance. It's a drug. It's probably one of the worst drugs out there, actually.
It's with Al-Qaeda.
And, you know, it's like technology hasn't changed in 100-and-something years. So what we wanted to do was just bring new technology, something that could be absorbed very rapidly, something that everybody could take. They could get their iodine in a usable form. They could give it to their children. Women could take it during pregnancy. And, oh, my gosh, if you have iodine around the house and your whole family's taking it, you know, if we had every single person in the United States or in the world doing that, it would drastically reduce. Probably it would put the pharmaceutical industry out of business.
But they don't want that. They want to bankrupt America and the Western world with this weaponized medicine program. In closing, you have frequently asked questions at InfoWarsLife.com on the iodine where people can pre-order it. So when the next batch comes in, they get it. And, of course, you produce it for yourself as well. That's way back ordered and sold out as well. So people can go to InfoWarsLife.com, and it's the exact same iodine you produce just for us and yourself. We're very thankful that you did partner with us. I know you've turned on a lot of other people, and I'm very honored, Dr. Group, you've done this with us. I know you're very successful with your whole nutraceutical line, and we're just honored to be working with you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. By the way, one more thing is there's no bacteria that's resistant to iodine, no virus resistant to iodine, no fungus resistant to iodine, no mycoplasm resistant to iodine. So we talk about if there's a biological warfare, which we know that's being injected through the vaccines and through the air, iodine is going to protect people against any type of biological
amazing
warfare.
And then on top of it, the glycerin in this is non-GMO. So we talked to all these companies, and it's very hard to get other people. That's why we haven't done more of this. We can't find anybody that'll really give us a pure product.
No, that's exactly right. In fact, before all of this, before we got into Survival Shield, one of the things I was doing is trying to find suppliers for not just iodine, just everything that I wanted personally and to help other people with non-GMO. Because all of my readers were saying, basically, how do I find something that's super non-GMO? And when I would contact the big three, the nutraceutical people, they would say, yeah, you know, we kind of try to not use GMOs because some of our consumers think it's bad, but we can't guarantee it. And I'd say, well, does this specifically, you know, the vitamin C contain GMO? And they said, well, about 98% of corn is GMO. So we extract it from the corn. So chances are, yes, but we try to use non-GMO sources. So that's unacceptable to me. We have to push the ante here and say, hey,
this is totally certified up one side down the other. Amazing. Well, guys, I know you're going to go shoot some stuff for the news. I know you've got to go soon, Dr. Kripke, get back to your operation down in South Texas. It's just, Anthony, I want to get the frequently asked questions for him to talk about those. And also, if you start taking in how you might detox, so, be careful, consult a physician. But this is serious stuff, what they've done to us, and when it's coming out, believe me, I've had a lot more energy, been a lot more aggressive, you name it. My muscles are getting bigger, I've lost some weight. But at the same time, about 2 months into it, I'm also feel almost hungover sometimes. And you were telling me that's normal, Dr. Group?
It is normal when you first start taking. Well, it depends on the dose and depends on the person. A lot of times if, we have a lot of people walking around with fatty livers.
You know what? You'll talk about that coming up in the piece we'll have on the Nightly News tonight or tomorrow. You're going to go take that right now. We'll be back live. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just broke down a lot of important health news. Shifting gears, the top story on InfoWars.com is also the top story on DrudgeReport.com. And it says, Chase fees on cash, limits withdrawals on some accounts, bans foreign wire transfers. Money can come in, but it can't go out. And breaking today or tomorrow, I have other sources that say other big banks are telling their customers, get ready for similar things. Is this the beginning of capital controls? For those that don't know, when a country goes into hyperinflation, they usually don't let you get your money out of the country. They don't let you leave. And the article updated this morning is up on DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com. Very, very important. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to LaRouche Pack, and we'll put the website up on screen for folks coming up, LaRouchePack.com, LaRouchePack.com, and find all the documentation and videos. Lyndon LaRouche has been called a right-winger by the left. He's been called a left-winger by the right. Ronald Reagan, I looked this up when I heard it over 15 years ago. It was true. You know, called him, you know, just incredibly smart on geopolitics. Two CIA directors listened to what he had to say. He would do weekly briefings, flying his helicopter to the Langley, Virginia, and landing and having secret briefings with the CIA director. I mean, what they talked about was reportedly secret. That made George Bush Sr. jealous of him. So they set him up and threw him in the Huskow as a political prisoner. And whenever I talk about government corruption, they go, oh, that's Lyndon LaRouche. People don't even know who he is, you know, young people sometimes. And they just think, oh, that's like a dirty word or something. Of course, that has failed. The system's tried to do that. I don't necessarily agree with all of the solutions they come up with, but you cannot doubt their analysis of geopolitics and how it works is very, very accurate. And we're always honored to have Mr. LaRouche on. He's a World War II veteran, worked in all sorts of operations back then. He's 90 years old and is one of the most interesting people, I think, alive out there. I don't mean to get him on and throw a bunch of laurels at him. I just want folks to know he's very, very interesting. He's only with us for two segments. Then we got a bunch of other international news and Second Amendment news coming up. But I wanted to get him on because it was back last year he was on the air, and folks have pulled these clips up and pointed them out and warned of nuclear blackmail domestically, warned of currency devaluation, warned of mega crises if we didn't impeach Obama. Now they have started to devalue the U.S. credit rating, using the debt crisis to bring us into this current situation, and really blame people concerned about debt with the insolvency of the Anglo-American banking establishment that itself is completely zombie. So I want to get him to talk about geopolitically where we are, what's happening with the big banks, what just happened with the shutdown, where things are going. And so we're joined by Lyndon LaRouche. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Good to be with you.
Okay, sir, so go ahead. You've got the floor. Where are we geopolitically? What's happening in the banking sector? Why are big banks saying you're not going to, you know, be able to get your money out of the country? What's happening?
We're going through an actual, if it goes through any further, we're going through a mass rate of death in the United States. It's going on in Europe also, similarly. But this, with the trend and the policy of this president, Barack Obama, is mass murder. There's no question about it. This is Hitler kind stuff.
Quantify that, sir, because you've been predicting exactly what's now happening and then using the crisis they've engineered to bring in total control, the gear up of Homeland Security against the American people. Mr. LaRouche, what's happening?
What's happened is that our government has been taken over by a secret government, which is associated with President Obama. And this has gone to one step and another. We've just gone through another step, which is actually really mass murder of citizens of the United States. The only term you can call for it. This is, of course, Obama's been up to this in his first year in office. And I attacked him on that, as other people had exposed him in his health care policies were in the direction of Hitler-style mass murder. And that's even more so right now. The most recent development by the Obama is in the direction of genocide. Frank, just plainly, Hitler-style. Hitler started on a regularly small place, considerations. But it began to build up more and more and more. And what just happened to the president's actions now, he's taken another step deeper for greater rates of mass murder of our own citizens.
That's right. For those that don't know, IMF, World Bank loans and high rates are on record, killing tens of millions a year worldwide. And now that's expanding into Europe, people starving, riots, you name it. More and more of that coming here. But, sir, I remember – 7 years ago was running, and some of the folks over at LaRouchePac.com and also at the publication going to meetings with Obama's health care head, even before he was elected, exposing the plan for death panels, exposing the plan for ration care, exposing it was actually a Trojan horse, not even real socialist health care for people, but a fascist health care system. You were, and your organization, were the first. People can go see the videos on your site. I was just remembering them. To expose how bad it was before the bill was even written or introduced. Break down what was really in the bill and how your team knew what was in it.
Well, that's my specialty. That's what I do, is not just on this subject, but other subjects. I'm concerned with the world economy. I'm a specialist in forecasting in that area, and I have a lot of influence in that area, naturally. How big it is, or how big it is personally, is not relevant. The fact is that I'm on the case where other people have not, and more people realize again and again that I'm on the case. I could expand on that, but it's that simple. I mean, this is what I do. I'm a forecaster. I'm an economist. I do a lot of forecasting. I'm probably one of the most successful forecaster in terms of very specific kinds of forecasts.
When did you first start to work with international intelligence and the CIA? Wasn't it in the OSS? I mean, how did you, because I find this fascinating for your view on the world, 90 years old, all the things you've seen. How did you get to where you were giving weekly briefings to the CIA directors in the 1980s? And what did that inside track give you on the different factions in the system?
Well, I can say it goes back to the 1980s. In 1971, for example, I first had made a forecast of what was going to happen. I made it actually in 1968. And it hit. I had made the forecast. Everybody else in the forecasting business had said it was not possible. What happened in that 1971 collapse? And from that point, I was challenged by a British representative of the British system on this case, and I defeated him in a debate which we had in Queen's College. And this thing stuck. And from that point on, I was I'd been a forecaster and so forth in earlier, but this thing established my intentions as being sort of worldwide. And people began to get very excited about what I was doing because I was getting attention, and the facts I was giving were the facts. So that was
You give us the facts now on where we are geopolitically, financially, and what's happening in the markets, what's happening with the system blaming the global derivatives debt on people that are concerned about it. I mean, they're trying to blame those of us now that have been concerned for what they've done.
No, there's no lack of evidence on this thing. This is what has happened is the health. Take the health care policy. That's the thing that's right on the table right now. Obamacare, and that is murderous. There's no question about it. It's mass murderous and intentionally so. It goes together with Obama has always been, in his while president, has been close to the Queen of England. And the Queen of England has a standing policy now, which has been going on for some time, saying that we have to reduce the human population on this planet from 7 billion people down to less than one. That is her avowed policy. Obama is an exponent of that same policy. He's a supporter of that same policy. As a matter of fact, his position as president was a result of the British Empire's support for him, the financing of his campaign and so forth. So this has been that policy all the way through. And the point was, is reduce the human population. If you actually go back earlier, it didn't really start with Obama. You go back in the death of, one of our presidents who was actually murdered. And so we've had this, and since that time, from the middle of the 1960s, we've been on a course downhill. It starts out rather small, but the death of Kennedy, of John F. Kennedy, opened up a new region. We got into this war in Indochina, which is a stupid thing to get into, which MacArthur had warned us against quite accurately. And this is, it's gone step by step by step. If you look at the economy, the U.S. economy, in terms of per capita terms, in terms of other considerations, has been on the descent ever since the beginning of the war in Indochina. And it started really as a result of the Kennedy being assassinated. So from that time on, the people of the United States have been getting poorer and poorer and poorer.
Sure, even before the 1992 Rio summit where they called for a post-industrial world as the global policy and even thanked Ted Turner and Prince Philip and others for helping develop the strategy out of the Royal Commission on Population that they had adopted it from 1949, that I first learned about reading your publications and then went to the library and indeed was able to find that publication for worldwide eugenics, cutting off resources and genocide. Long before the term Agenda 21 was coined at Rio, your writings, your researchers' writings, documented their program to create world government, not to create peace, but to systematically destroy nation states and cut off resources. We're now going under this in the West. Is there any way to reverse it?
Yes, there is. Right now, you will probably notice that the U.S. population has been increasingly angry. The citizenry has been increasingly angry against Obama and wants him out of office. He manages by certain kinds of support to stay in office. He should have been expelled a long time ago for what he does. But that's been going on. We are now in a position where, with this last legislation that he put through, he actually is condemning a great number of our people to death, early death, by his so-called health care policies and related economic policies which affect health care, his insurance policies. These things are mass murderers. This has been going on as a direction ever since shortly after Kennedy was assassinated.
And no one can deny it. Everything they're doing is to shut down small businesses, small farms, small factories, shutting down our power plants. They are completely engaging in warfare against the United States. What is the end-game strategy there, Mr. LaRouche?
Well, the end-game is that it was the Queen's policy. The Queen of England has been the leader in this policy, saying the necessity is to reduce the human population of the planet from 7 billion people approximately to less than one. That's her policy. It's what she said again and again and again. That's the policy of her regime, of the monarchy. Is genocide. So that, you know, Hitler was not new on this thing exactly, but on genocide. But the Queen's policy is in accord with the population policies of Adolf Hitler in the early period of his regime.
You were on early in the year, I think it was in January, people can pull it up, and you said we're headed towards nuclear war with China and Russia starting around Syria. And since then, that's become the headlines, but the Obama regime has backed off for now. What's happening militarily?
Well, the policy is Russia has played an interesting role in this because it seemed for a while that Russia was a has-been power. I don't think it's a great power right now. I mean, it's on hard times in its own regime. But its influence has been accepted by other governments as well as the Russian government itself. And its effects, like China, for example, is watching this situation. Japan is aware of it and so forth. So we're aware that this problem exists. Let me put it this way clearly, I think, make it clean. If we don't throw Obama out of office soon, and there's every reason to throw him out of office preemptively, he deserves to be thrown out of office, not only for his sake, but for the sake of our people in the United States. If his policies, as he's just put the new stage through into operation, if that policy is allowed, you're going to see Hitler-style genocide applied to large sections of the population who are considered not fit to be survived, not fit to survive, not fit to live.
Just and then meanwhile, they're doing everything they can.
Unfit to live.
Wow.
And that's what he's done. That's what his legislation is right now on his new health care legislation. Exactly.
I know, I've read it. It's unbelievably Hitlerian, to say the least. It's Malthusian. Let me ask you this question. They're doing everything they can to block technological development, clean technologies. They want this neo-feudalistic system, as you say, under the British crown on record. They developed the program. So it is their program that's being followed, whether they're completely running it or not. If this goes through and they're able to carry this out, it's terrible. But I don't see their plan actually working, but I do see it causing a giant World War III type scenario as the world finally stands up against the people that run America and the UK. And I just can't believe we're going to allow ourselves to be the bad guys in this. I see the people standing up. And if we don't repudiate Obama and impeach him and arrest his minions, then it will set the precedent to allow them to continue the collision course towards World War III.
Well, you've got a situation now in which you can fairly say that you have the American population, the U.S. population, the citizens, are more and more enraged against Obama and want him out. Now, the thing that there are some people, including Democrats and so forth, some Democrats and are guilty of this sort of thing. But the significant thing is that people in the main accept those who benefit from Wall Street. It's only as Wall Street is the only factor in the U.S. economy which really keeps Obama still in office. He couldn't have made it otherwise. Now, what you have across the nation, we have an explosion of determination, a rising tide of determination. Throw this guy out now while we're still alive. That's the mood out there, and it's increasing at a rapid rate.
Well, I'm finishing my film, Obama Deception 2, soon, and that's basically, while making the film, the summation I came to. He's not just another puppet. He cannot be allowed to stay in, because in another 2 years, they'll totally wreck us anyways. But regardless, we cannot allow them to commit all these crimes and not get in trouble, or the precedent set to where we are a fascist regime, and now the banks are moving to keep people's money? I mean, this is getting scary.
Well, that has been the intention all the way through. What has happened recently, as popular opinion in particular in this nation, has recognized that, and it's recognized it not only because of what is happening inside the United States, but they're recognizing what has been happening in Europe. The situation in Europe is much more advanced in terms of pro-genocide trends than in the United States yet. But we're going very rapidly in that direction, and Obama is the specific driver of that crime. I mean, this is a guy waiting for his Nuremberg trial. That's what this president is.
Is he? I mean, I understand he's a figurehead of this whole takeover and enjoys it and is part of it. But and I understand it's important to bring him down, to bring the whole corrupt cabal down. But specifically, a lot of top people I know, they say Obama is particularly evil and that he is actually enjoys all this and that he is actually calling a lot of shots. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
Sure, it's accurate. You could express it in other ways, but from the standpoint of popular opinion, insofar as popular opinion has that view, the view is valid.
Other key points.
Well, I would say that I'm concerned about getting back our laws, because what we have now is not good. It is not something we should tolerate. We have to throw this government out of office. Now, impeachment time, fuzz and all, is due now.
And that's an understatement. I mean, I cannot believe they're openly running torture ships off the coast. I can't believe they're openly training in Army manuals. I'm sure you've seen this. This is official news. They actually badmouth the founding fathers and say they were bad people, and they're training for war against anybody that is pro-national system, pro-liberty, pro-freedom. It's not even about left or right. I mean, it's cartoonish how officially authoritarian Obama is. I can't even believe that they're this out of control.
They are out of control, but you're talking about something worse than Hitler. Hitler was, reached very terrible levels of abuses.
But he didn't have 10,000 nuclear weapons.
This is worse.
How is it worse?
Well, what you're headed for in potentially, which is the only factor of restraint in terms of the international situation, is the fact that We were on the edge in the Syrian operation. We were on the edge of thermonuclear war globally. Just take the situation of Russia, Russia's role in respect to Syria. Then you had the various kinds of operations back and forth on this sort of thing. And if you look at the history of Obama, with the crimes he's committed in office publicly and gotten by with that, you understand two things. First of all, that he's a criminal, really, by any standard of decency. And he's a great liar.
Aren't they also madmen? Because as you just stated, even General Dempsey, who's known as a pro-war guy most of the time, that's why they put him in, he went at midnight and told Obama, the military's not going to stand with you. And I'm not for military coups, but if it's stopping like Hitler, like Operation Valkyrie, at least nonviolently politically saying no, I have confirmed, and it's even come out in the news, that the military basically blocked that operation a few weeks ago, saying this will probably lead to nuclear war. So that shows me how insane the Anglo-American leaders are.
Oh, absolutely. That's understood internationally. That's where we are. This man must be thrown out of office. The time for impeachment now. Summary impeachment now.
Sir, what about the other elites? Because I know you have your finger on the pulse. I mean, they're not all this insane, are they? I mean, why have they gotten so reckless? I mean, don't they know about Napoleon and Hitler and people?
I think that with people who are Wall Street oriented, generally, I think, are not exactly civilized to put the kind of structure on it. And they're worried about my money. You get this. You get the whole Wall Street crowd. My money. And you have all the people that go along with it. Republicans, going along with this their way. You have members of the Democratic Party, leaders in the Congress, who are pushing the same thing. So we're coming to a collision course. And the thing to worry about is, are we going to have a bloody show inside the United States over this issue, this crime that's being committed under the leadership of Obama? Or are we going to stop it? Are we going to intervene and throw this guy out of office? Now, if we throw him out of office, we will probably also do some things to some of these swindlers on Wall Street who have ruined and are murdering people virtually with their policies. But we have to get back to our Constitution. This government is no longer operating on the basis of the federal Constitution, but directly opposite to it. The time for impeachment is now.
That's right. It's working for a foreign combine. And this is how Max Keiser, who worked at the highest levels, even with Soros' son in Wall Street, he described them as suicide bankers. He said they would blow the world up if they got all the money, even though they'd be dead. It is an attitude of just craven greed. But on top of it, it's worse because they're not even thinking about the larger ramifications. It's just a pure mindlessness, and it's not free market. It's backed up with taxpayer money, so they've been emboldened. They are insane.
Well, this is sort of a Saudi-British operation, which is doing all this. This is not, actually, 9/11 was a product of a Saudi-British operation. And they've got these special gags on people who know the facts about 9/11. But 9/11 was a part of this process, and it was a British-Saudi operation. And the fact, that's the fact.
But it's the British government and the Saudis, they're not going to survive World War III.
Well, that is not an important question, I think. That's because the Saudis are also can be dispensed with under certain conditions. No, the question is, we have to deal with the economic question, the economic problem.
Okay, Lynn LaRouche, can you do 5 more minutes with us, sir?
Sure.
I've got to go to break for 1 minute. We'll start the next hour, and then we're going to get into some other issues. But, man, I tell you, you hear all this stuff, and it sounds wild. It's absolutely on target. And all I do is research this info. We are in so much danger, folks. I mean, the people running things are insane.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCN.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.